This piece was brought to you by Route 11 Potato Chips, RT11.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Pleasure.
There might not be a greater untold love story than the one that unfolded between New York City and oysters at the turn of the 19th century. In 1842 alone, New Yorkers consumed $6 million worth of the stuff. As Mark Kurlansky wrote in his book, The Big Oyster, which traces the relationship between the city and its mollusks, the history of the New York oyster is a history of New York itself. Its wealth, its strength, its excitement, its greed, its thoughtfulness, its destructiveness, its blindness, and, as any New Yorker will tell you, its filth. The graceful gatekeeper of New York's finest oysters was Thomas Downing, who owned a shop on the corner of Wall and Broad Streets, now home to J.P. Morgan Chase. Downing's was a favorite of New York's financiers and writers, aristocrats and politicians. Charles Dickens, the Earl of Carlisle, and then-mayor Philip Hone were all clients. Downing's oysters were so in demand that he even shipped them overseas to Paris and London. Queen Victoria received shipments from Downing and liked the oysters so much she gave the restaurateur a gold chronometer watch as thanks. But while he catered to the elite, Downing was helping slaves escape to freedom via the Underground Railroad, housing them upstairs while New York's wealthiest wined and dined below. Born a free black man in Virginia, Downing started raking oysters as a child and developed an intimate knowledge of the oyster trade. He moved to New York in 1819, where he became one of the city's 27 registered oystermen, 16 of whom were men of color, according to Jessica Harris's book, High on the Hog, A Culinary History from Africa to America. Downing would rise at 2 a.m. to cull the best oysters from the New Jersey oyster beds, but he had his sights set on the restaurant business and opened his oyster bar in 1925. Though oysters were commonly consumed raw, stewed, or fried, Downing was more inventive, serving delicacies like oyster pie, scalloped oysters, fish with oyster sauce, and even a poached turkey stuffed with oysters that earned him a loyal following. Though his eye for oysters made him wealthy, Downing was not content to rest on his laurels. He worked tirelessly to put an end to slavery, founding the United Anti-Slavery Society of the City of New York in 1836, and serving as a trustee to the New York Society for the Promotion of Education Among Colored Children. He was also a staunch advocate of voting rights, working on several campaigns to ensure equal suffrage for African Americans. As an abolitionist and an oysterman, Downing elevated both his fellow people and the common mollusk that made him a success. For Heritage Radio Network, this is Talia Ralph.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. The song used in this piece is Signal Dub by Evan Hashi. Thanks for listening.